On today's Part of My Take, we have the debut of Mount Rushmore season. Ooh. Everyone's excited for it. Two of our recurring guests who are on the Mount Rushmore of recurring guests join us to do their own specific Mount Rushmores. We also talk Mayweather-McGregor, our trip up to Bristol on Ryan Russillo's show. We have a LeBron versus Draymond feud and Jimbo's. Before we get to the show, though, I wanted to talk to you guys quickly about one of my favorite restaurants, Denny's. Denny's has always been a place where America can come and get their favorite breakfast, lunch, and dinner dishes, serving their guests whatever they want, whenever they crave it. Now, with Denny's On Demand, we've taken that same always open philosophy that is synonymous with the restaurants and applied it to online ordering, bringing access to the craveable dinner fare wherever the guests want it. Thanks to the new platform, guests have a quick and easy way to place a mobile or online order for takeout or delivery of their favorite menu items all day, every day. And if you like having Denny's at your fingertips, you also will like this. They've partnered with Hulu, and they're giving the guests a free 60-day trial to the premium streaming service. What is better than that with Denny's On Demand? Online ordering, your diner favorites are at your fingerprints. Visit Denny's.com and click to order online or download the Denny's app right now and start watching on Hulu. Go do it right now. Denny's On Demand. Let's go. Bye. Welcome to Part of My Take. It is Friday, June 16th, and it is officially Mount Rushmore season.
Ooh, I love
let's
it.
Let's go.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
So if you are a new listener to this podcast, when we say Mount Rushmore season, we mean the time between the NBA Finals ending and football starting, when all the sports talk radio shows have nothing to talk about but baseball, and they make up all kinds of gimmicks. Well, guess what? This isn't a gimmick. This is embracing debate. Mount Rushmore seasons means that every single episode we will pick a different topic and give you the Mount Rushmore of it.
That's right. And today we're doing two Mount Rushmores with two of our Mount Rushmore of recurring guests.
Yes.
We have our lawyer, Mr. Portnoy, Esquire.
Yep.
We have Scott Van Pelt. We're with Mr. Portnoy. You guys are going to like this. We're doing the Mount Rushmore of minor inconveniences in life.
Yep.
And with Scott, we're doing the Mount Rushmore of bald people.
And then because Mount Rushmore you need four, the other two Mount Rushmore recurring guests are coming on Monday. We're not going to tell you who they are, but they are big and they are fun.
Ha, 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 ha.
Oh, little tip there. Wow.
You're gonna do that. Just a little clue.
So embrace debate. We're also going to include all the award-winning listeners this year. More to come with that. We're going to make it interactive. Some of the fun ones we did last year, we did Mount Rushmore pool activities.
That was a really hot one, yeah.
Mount Rushmore of barbecue items.
Snacks was another good one.
I think Hank said celery.
Yep.
Yeah, so we have
still
a ton.
True.
We do everything.
My favorite was numbers.
Millennial names was another good one.
All-time backup quarterbacks. So we get a little freaky with it, so welcome to Mount Rushmore season. We're glad to have you.
Hey, here's a good joke you can use. Mount Rushmore, but I hardly even know her.
Oh, that is a good one.
Yeah.
2.5 Riley boobs on the, or Upton boobs on the Richter scale. We also just finished a full day in Bristol. Had a great time.
Yeah.
Went on Ryan Russillo's show for 3 hours of radio.
Well, let's just start from the beginning here. In case there's something different about our voice, it's because we're heavy into ketosis right now. So we're on the no-carb diet. We are ketoning so hard.
Yeah.
We went on the Russillo show from 1 to 4 today. It feels like it was 2 days ago.
Yep.
And we just kind of shot the shit with him for a while. It feels good to be able to cuss again, by the way.
Yeah. Fuck shit, all you fuckheads.
Fuck shit.
Yeah, hopefully your kids aren't in the car, you fuckheads.
Santa's not real.
Yeah, we're back to being the bad boys. We also had a nice call with Ravel, who We just basically lifted weights while he did his nerd talking.
Mm-hmm. He tried to extend Olive Branch. I wasn't here for it.
Yeah, and a lot of Olive Branches. Shefty also wants to be part of the inner circle.
Big Stoolie.
Yeah, I think we're going to leave him on the outside for now. Maybe we'll have him on the show, but he's got to do a lot more than just calling in and saying, hey, guys, I'm a Big Stoolie.
We'll keep him at arm's length for now, which should suffice given his height.
Yes, but thank you to Ryan. Rian. He was an awesome host for us. We had a great time. If you want to check it out, you can go download that on, I think iTunes has those.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we retweeted it a bunch. So go listen to all 3 hours if you need something to do on a nice Friday. And then the big news. Breaking news 2 days ago. Mayweather and McGregor are actually going to fight.
Allegedly. I'm not going to believe it until they actually get into the ring and start swinging on each other, because a lot of stuff could happen between now and then.
The sweet science versus Butterbean's MMA. People forget Butterbean.
Mm-hmm.
He used to get in there. They used to have the tournaments way back mm-hmm. in the day. MMA has come a long way. Like we said, there is no upside for boxing in this.
Absolutely none. We talked about it a little bit before, but this is the only time, at least that I can remember, that if one person wins in a matchup, he has the ability to defeat an entire sport.
Yes.
Just like close an entire sport down. If McGregor wins, boxing should just jump off a cliff.
Yeah. So I've gone back and forth. I initially said, no way, no chance can McGregor beat Mayweather. And I still, the smart side of my brain thinks that.
Which side is that?
It's the back lobe.
Okay. It takes a while to get there.
Yeah, the back lobe. I think Mayweather's like minus 1,000 odds, but this is one of those situations where, like, everyone's rooting for McGregor, right?
He's got a puncher's chance.
But you have to root for McGregor.
Yeah.
So,
well, here's what's going to happen. Little prediction. Mayweather's big into making unreasonable demands the closer and closer you get to the fight, just to get like a mental edge on you. Mm-hmm. He's going to tell McGregor, like, shave his beard.
Well,
that beard's too long. I can't punch through that thing.
See, I think this is the only time in Mayweather's, it's the most lopsided matchup he's ever had, which is saying something, because Mayweather only fights that he can win. But in terms of trash talking, McGregor's a better trash talker than Mayweather.
Oh, you're a little bitch, aren't you, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's got that little Irish going.
I'm coming at you. We're going right to have a little go at it.
Bigger man, slightly. Younger man, mm-hmm. by a lot. Can punch harder. Unfortunately, because I've watched every Mayweather fight in the last decade, I'm going to say it's probably going to be a decision we're all going to be disappointed and be like, damn, why'd we pay $200 bucks for that?
Yep. That's a recurring tradition with Mayweather fights, is regretting it.
It's going to be $200.
You know what?
I don't know what it's going to be, but what they really should do, if Dana White, if you're listening to this, what you really should do is pay-per-view all of the pre-fight stuff. So put that in a big package, mm-hmm. bundle it. Give us like 4 press conferences, because that's going to be the best part of this fight.
Yes.
Yeah.
Buying a Mayweather fight is like getting back together with an ex that you don't like at all.
Mm-hmm.
So you feel horny. You're like, oh, it could be good this time.
Yeah.
And then right afterwards.
Haven't had sex in a while.
Right afterwards, you're like, why did I do that again?
Yeah. Damn.
So, yeah.
I'm sitting here disappointed.
Somebody DM'd me. I can't pull it up right now, but they made a great nickname for this fight. It's Catholics versus Convicts 2.
Ooh.
Actually works, yeah.
Let's do. I think there was 2. It might be 3. It might be the trilogy.
I'm sure that a Catholic has fought against a convict times.
I'm saying Miami and Notre Dame, I think they had 2 in that, so mm-hmm. it might be 2. We just got to check before we make those shirts.
The Crusades, that was
yeah,
the original one.
Right. Thankfully, though, they've given us something to talk about all summer mm-hmm. long, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, it's something to look forward to. I don't think I'm actually going to watch the fight, though, because I like to watch the all 22 of the fight. If you watch it on TV, mm-hmm. you see only a small amount of the ring.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get more perspective on it than that.
The other thing that McGregor brings is the best crowd in the world to Vegas. Mm-hmm. A bunch of drunken Irish guys just screaming and yelling and singing songs. That's the one thing that America is always behind on, is like the boxing and soccer hooligan songs.
The songs, yeah. And then when we try to do it, we screw it up big time.
Right, and all we have is the, what's the U.S. soccer one?
I believe that we can win.
Oh.
I feel like that's not an America song either. They just stole it from someone.
Yeah, it's probably a lame song.
It's probably Blur.
It's saying a sentence. It's like somebody that has a stutter just trying to get a sentence out.
The world needs McGregor to win. That would be the best. Like, the whole world would benefit from McGregor winning.
Breaking news for 2 months from now. So I'm going to break the news now. I am going to bet McGregor because my dumb brain will talk myself into it.
You should.
Yeah.
High upside.
So that's just, I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to knowing I shouldn't bet him and knowing that he's going to lose and still doing it and being like, you know what? Screw it. We also have a little U.S. Open. The court, guess what? The course isn't so tough this year. Ricky Fowler in the lead, -7 first day.
Mm.
Wow, USGA.
Recurring guest, Ricky Fowler. Ricky,
yes, good point.
Is it problematic that the tennis and golf both have the U.S. Open?
It gets very confusing
to
me,
yeah.
And then England tries to open cuck us by saying it's actually just the Open.
The
for
Open,
us.
Yes.
You have to designate it the U.S. Open.
Right.
With your fescue.
The other news was a blimp crashed and Phil Mickelson withdrew. Those aren't the same story. So,
okay.
Yeah.
A big bag of hot air.
Yeah.
Went down today.
Yeah. Was eliminated from the tournament. Yeah. Yes.
Oh, so, everyone's okay in the blimp crash. Though,
they
right?
parachuted out of it. It was that's
badass.
Like stay woke. Those guys might have done that on purpose just to look really fucking cool.
Well, just to get blimps back in the news, we're all talking about
right.
it. I was actually about to go on a blimp rant. It was going to be my hate of the week last week.
Oh, like, was it?
Why do we still have blimps? What's going on?
So you really
what
missed it on that.
What century is this?
You could have really been a prophet there.
Mm-hmm.
It's
really unlike Phil to drop to like get eliminated from something at the last minute, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of out of character for him.
I forgot that Sergio won the Masters. God damn it.
Sergio. Is it problematic that Phil took a spot away from a kid because he took so long to drop out?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. But remember, he's going to his daughter's graduation, so he's really just showing you that family matters.
I feel bad for all the kids and their families up there in Wisconsin that they get one chance a year to see their favorite golfer.
Mm-hmm.
And the dads probably buy tickets and bring them out to go see him, and then big superstar decides to sit this one out. That doesn't happen in other sports.
What's the weather like in Wisconsin this weekend? Because that also could have...
Tornadoes?
If it was like humid.
Just wait 5 minutes.
Phil just knew that his boob sweat was going to... Don't, that's a bad visual. Yeah. You want to avoid any hot, humid tournaments.
Well, it's the dairy capital of the United States, so having a couple saggy boobs hanging out there, someone might just run up and start milking them.
I actually have the same problem. It looks like you just got a line under your tits.
Mm-hmm.
Once we get to summer season, it's like, you got to watch out for that tit line if you're a man.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's do our Mount Rushmores. We're going to go Scott Van Pelt first. Then Mr. Portnoy, before we get into it, I wanted to tell you guys, guess what?
What?
Got a new show you got to watch.
Ooh.
You ready for this?
Yes.
It's called The Preacher. Season 2 is premiering on June 25th and 26th. Two-part season premiere. That's pretty cool, because I hate when you have to watch a show and then you're like, all right, I got to wait all the way to next week. It's on AMC. It's called The Preacher. This absurdly twisted and action-packed thrill ride follows a powerful preacher, his badass ex-girlfriend, and a 119-year-old Irish vampire. It's produced by Seth Rogen, the producers of Breaking Bad. Super fast-paced, violent, suspenseful. While also being a little funny. Do I have you guys hooked?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Do I have you hooked? The first season was an awesome setup for the second season, which is starting June 25th and June 26th on AMC. Let's watch this. Everyone get in there. Let's watch this. Maybe we'll talk about it on the show. Maybe we'll fill it in for Bachelor Talk, because that seems to have gone south on us. So do it. Tune in for The Preacher, June 25th and June 26th, season 2 premiere on AMC. I also wanted to talk to you quickly, guys. It is fully summer season, and we are actually on a diet. We're on the ketosis diet, right? Well, guess what? Dieting and darting usually don't mix together. That's until Miller Lite, brewed for more taste with only 96 calories. And now, boys, we can darty on. For darties that turn into nardies, there's only one beer for the job, Miller Lite, the original light beer brewed for more taste while still being less filling. Close your eyes right now. Picture yourself at a barbecue. The sun is shining. The tunes are playing. Ooh, look down to your hand. What is that? That's a Miller Lite. Mm. Only 96 calories. Dieting, darting, BBQing. There's no way I'm cutting out any of those activities. That's why you got to reach for the Miller Lite, the original great tasting light beer that doesn't compromise on taste. Do it right now. Let's have some darties this year. All right. Miller Lite, 96 calories. Still tastes delicious. All right. Here we go. Mount Rushmore season, SVP first, Mount Rushmore of bald guys, and then Mr. Portnoy, Mount Rushmore of minor life's inconveniences. Life's minor inconveniences. I can't talk anymore. Here they are. It is Mount Rushmore season. Like we said, we are doing the Mount Rushmore of recurring guests. Each recurring guest is then doing a Mount Rushmore with us. And without further ado, we have Scott Van Pelt, one of the four, the elite four, here to join us. Scotty Too Hottie, how we doing?
I'm honored, fellas. I'm honored. I'm humbled.
It's big.
The humble is all on this side of the microphone.
Yes, yes. Humbled. All right. We are doing the Mount Rushmore of bald people. No offense to you. This was just we picked
it's
out of a
coincidence.
Hat.
It's not because you're not. Are you bald?
What a coinky dink!
Yeah.
What a coinky dink!
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Let's before we get to it, why don't we just add? I mean, you know, you were bald. Let's just put all of our cards on the table. At what point in your life were you like, okay, it's over?
Probably when I was in Vegas with a guy you know. My man, Dr. Kauf, and we'd been day drinking, and I was in a pool, and I came up from out of the water, and my buddy just pointed at me and just went, "You're fucking bald."
It's like the opposite of that National Lampoon scene.
Damn.
Yes. Well done. It was honestly, it wasn't like I didn't know, but in that moment of true honesty. Of booze-fueled honesty when my man he said what needed to be said, and it was like, all right, when I get home, I'm going to just finally, we're going to take it down. I mean, I was in my 30s, but obviously I knew this was coming for quite some time.
Right.
And everybody that gets to this place, and Manu Ginobili is the guy that shows you, he's your roadmap if you're losing your hair, like you kind of cut it short, and then you just go progressively shorter until you reach the point where you just, it's over.
Mm-hmm.
And so... in that one moment, which I really needed, and everybody needs that moment where somebody that cares about you enough to tell you the truth just says, it's time. And that's how it happened for me. But it was coming for a good long while.
Well, you know what? Bald can be beautiful.
Yes.
Bald can be powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're here to celebrate the four best bald people in the history of the world. So do you want to go first?
Yeah. Why don't you go first?
Michael Jordan.
Ooh, okay. The GOAT.
That's a good one.
Or is he?
Actually,
next podcast.
On my first draft, I had LeBron Rushmore.
Well, so see, he's fighting it. He's really still fighting it.
Yeah.
Which eventually he'll come home, but he's putting up the good fight.
Yes. Okay. Michael Jordan, number one. Number two.
Am I doing all four?
Yeah, you do four, then we all do four. Sorry, I should have explained that.
It's early in Mount Rushmore season.
Do you have four?
Yeah, I'm rusty. I'm rusty
okay.
on Rushmore.
Do you want someone else to go?
I kind of do.
Okay, we're gonna have Hank go.
I have so many bald people written down. I don't want to take all the I feel like I need help.
It's like a snake draft. We'll do a snake draft.
This
so
is
goes
on
to,
me. This is on me. I didn't explain
no
it. Yeah, yeah.
It'll go SVP Hank. Me, Big Cat, me, Hank, SVP.
Okay.
Can we clear something up? Does the back, do you have to be fully like
no, no,
bald?
You can just be bald people. Male pattern baldness. All right, Hank,
your heads
up.
On this
one.
One
more quick question.
Yeah.
Can I ask one more quick question just to further muddy the waters here? Are we talking bald because like you had no choice? Or are we talking about bald because some guy just decided to be cool to cut his hair off? Because...
I would
guys.
Take either way.
They didn't
way.
Have
yeah.
to do it. They just did it.
So that's what's great about Mount Rushmore season is you have to embrace debate. There's a lot of subjectivity mm-hmm. that goes into everything. So just, you know, let's get controversial with it.
All right, here we go. So first pick was Scott Van Pelt, Michael Jordan. We're going snake draft. So, Hank, you're up.
My first one is Pitbull.
Oh,
Mr.
Okay.
Worldwide.
Yeah. Dale.
Dale.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Okay.
That's a good one. All right, PFT?
For my first one, I'm going to go with Dwight Eisenhower, the only bald U.S. president, I think.
Okay. All right. I'm going to go. So I get two now. I'm going to go with Larry David and Bald Eagles. So probably should have gone with that, guys.
Wow.
You love America? I guess not.
I got to admit, you cucked my patriotism pretty badly on that one.
All right.
My next one, it's going to be a three-headed monster of bald people. Walter White, Mike Armantrout, and Hank Schrader. Three main
the
characters
whole thing.
From Breaking
Just
Bad.
Just taking them all.
Yep.
Okay. Hank?
My next one's Kevin Garnett.
Ooh.
KG.
I like
Big
that
ticket.
One.
No Charlie Villanueva?
Different kind of bald.
He's totally bald.
Yeah. All right, SVP, who you got for you got two picks now.
Well, if you're gonna go the trio from Breaking Bad, I'm just gonna say I'm gonna go the hell with it and go Blue Man Group. How about that?
Ooh,
that's really good. Yeah.
Are they bald though? Are they just wearing like swim caps?
I'm pretty sure. I don't know, man. I don't see any hair on their heads, but like, okay. Is it a shower? I don't know.
This could
I'm not
be an
well
asterisk.
Versed on their personal grooming, but they look bald to me.
I remember when Blue Man Group was all the rage.
Yeah, they were in like every commercial for a year.
It was wild. Yeah, that's got to see the Blue Man Group.
Crazy time.
Yeah.
No, you don't get it. They're musicians, but they're blue.
Yeah, and they get a bunch of PVC pipes, and they just play drums, and there's paint.
And they never talk. It's great.
It's
a ton
wild.
Of lights, and everybody's super, super whatever.
Yeah.
I think it predates Molly.
No, so yeah, it's EDM for older people. Right.
Yeah. For the geriatrics. So I get another one, The Rock.
Oh, that's a great one. Yeah. Damn it. I had him on my short list.
You know, he also used to have a great flat top back in the day.
Mm, true.
He's done it all.
But was it great? Or now this is a nice embrace debate. I think what happens with bald people is the shock of seeing them with hair then makes everyone say, wow, your hair was great. Mm. Scott, I know our boy, mutual boy Stanford Steve, sometimes tweets out a picture of you with hair. Mm-hmm. Do you think your hair was great, or do you think it's more nostalgia for, whoa, that's a different Scott Van Pelt?
There were moments when it was great. There was somebody got a shot from a fraternity composite where people were quite amazed at the density of the hair. There was a time there where I had like a nice Christian Leitner working.
Ooh.
But then diminishing returns set in. So again, there was a time, fellas, but it was long ago.
Okay, all right.
That isn't good.
Hank, you're up.
My next one is Gandhi.
Oh,
that's a great guy.
He might be the GOAT.
Right. Yeah,
I can't believe Gandhi lasted to
he
the
didn't
third
eat
round.
Goat, but
no,
yeah,
that's a value pick.
Yeah, that is.
My next one is I'm going to go with Mr. Clean, and not the new sexy Mr. Clean. Mm. I'm going with the new sexy Mr. Clean is too threatening to me.
Okay,
I like the old cartoon guy.
Okay, I am going...
That's a good call, because yeah. The new Mr. Clean is Mr. Steal Your Girl. When he starts shaking his ass when he's cleaning, I mean, good luck.
I'm not bringing that guy into my house.
Yes.
No.
I got two now. I'm going with Jeff Van Gundy, because he rocks like the I know I look awful bald and just still has the confidence. I don't understand it.
He's got the horseshoe, but he like grows out the horseshoe
right,
a little bit. Yeah.
Right. He just has this oozing self-confidence with just an awful bald look. And then a little bit more of a power bald here, Vin Diesel.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah. That's powerful.
See, I think he doesn't have to be bald. He's on that F him list because I think he could have hair if he wanted it.
Hmm.
I think him and Pitbull both.
Yeah. Probably.
They probably shave each other's head. Dale, dale.
Dale. All right.
So my last one, I'm not exactly sure where I'm going to go with this. Okay, I've got it. I'm going to go with Gallagher, the comedian Gallagher, just because it's so rare to get a long hair guy who's also bald.
Yes.
He truly has it all in his life. He can be either an aging guy when he takes the hat off, or he puts it on and he looks like he's, you know, just a 23-year-old hippie kid.
Yeah. Hank is very confused.
Who's your four?
Yeah, what's your final four?
My final four.
Seven.
Yeah.
My final four, the guys from Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
Mr. Clean,
yeah.
Gallagher, and Dwight Eisenhower.
Right,
that's pretty good.
All right, you took the guy. You took. I forgot Mr. Clean, and then your last is Gallagher. My bad. Mm.
I should have said my final four as well. I'll say our final four after we're done. So I had Larry David, Bald Eagles, Vin Diesel, and Jeff Van Gundy. Hank, you have the second to last pick.
I'm gonna go opposite of Gundy, Dr. Evil.
Oh,
okay.
So character.
My final four was Dr. Evil, Gundy, KG, Mr. Worldwide.
Do you get the bald cat too?
Pitbull. Yeah, I think
just
so.
Throw that in there?
Part of the package.
Okay,
and Mini-Me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True.
Hank probably, Hank's probably got the most versatile Mount Rushmore out of all of us.
Yes. All right, Scott, you got the fourth, your fourth pick, the final pick of the Mount Rushmore, first ever Mount Rushmore snake draft. I'm confident saying
like
that.
There's so many great bald guys still out there.
There are.
You could go Moby, I'm not.
Ooh.
You could go Jason Statham, I'm not.
Mm.
You could go Kojak, I'm not.
Mm.
I'm going Sean Connery.
Oh, that's a good one.
I even forgot that Sean is he bald?
Yes, very much so.
In the end.
Okay.
So that means I've got Michael Jordan, Sean Connery, Blue Man Group, And who was my first? My fourth.
Oh, you had nope. this is some great radio, guys.
Did anyone write this down?
No. I'm sure somebody out there is writing it down. But I somewhat object to your Sean Connery by saying that, you know, he's bald in the end, but technically anyone who's ever died is bald now, right? We all lose our hair eventually.
Sean Connery is...
No, not true. Not true. Dead.
Who was your fourth? The Rock?
Yes.
Yeah, The Rock.
Yes,
yeah,
okay, good.
George, The Rock, Blue Man Group. So I can't have Connery?
You can have Connery.
We'll let you have Connery.
You definitely can.
How about I'll go with a complete lunatic that people tell me I look like sometimes and I want to fight him, James Carville.
Oh, that's a good one.
He's a good-looking guy.
He is stumping for the bald people out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I can't have Connery. I'll take Carville.
We'll give you both.
Yeah.
And Kelly Slater.
Yeah, well, I still had Billy Corgan on my list, so I'm surprised. And George Costanza.
That would have been a great nobody picked Dave Portnoy.
Ooh. Yeah.
Whoa. That one was just hanging out there.
Yeah. Hair plugs now, so.
How about this just as a suggestion? Just a couple, you know, one guy in the biz to the other power trio that you guys are.
Please.
What if you take Mount Rushmore and you combine it with another just horrible schlocky TV radio device, which is Power Rankings, and then within your Rushmores, you go Power Rankings.
That's not bad. So we can power rank the Mount Rushmore. So we've just done.
Yes. So let's do it.
So just as a talking point, among your Mount Rushmore recurring guests, you know, you have Power Rankings, like who's one, who's two, who's
okay,
three, four.
Okay.
Obviously, I'm not here to politic for that.
No, I'm going to give you mine. I'm going to give you mine.
You can figure it out.
I'm going to give you mine. I got
who's yours?
Mike Portnoy number one, you're number two, Uba. Blake Bortles number three, Michael Rapoport number four.
That's pretty good.
If we're power ranking
our current Mount Rushmores, though, I would have to say that Hank had the best draft.
Yes, I'd agree.
Just because he's all over the map.
And everyone else was tied for second.
Yes.
Yeah, sorry.
True. The versatility of his is great. And the fact that I couldn't remember mine was pretty damning.
Kind of an indictment, yeah.
It's okay.
It really was.
not very memorable, but that's okay. All right. Mount Rushmore season is officially a go. Thank you, Scott. We appreciate it. Hopefully we'll see you soon sometime.
Anytime, boys. You know it's always my pleasure to be on. Be well.
So before we get to Mr. Portnoy, I want to talk to you guys about a great Father's Day present. Perfect for Mr. Portnoy. Father's Day is just around the corner. It's on Sunday. If you're like me, you probably waited till the last minute to get something for your dad. Dads are impossible to shop for. It's difficult to find something that feels special that he'll actually use. Always waiting for the last minute. I put it off every single year. Fortunately, our friends over at Harry's have a special offer that you're going to love and dad will too. You can get $5 off one of their shave sets, including a limited edition Father's Day set at harrys.com/PMT. This is actually perfect. Your dad probably taught you how to shave if you're a guy when you were a kid. Now it's time to repay the favor. Get him something to make his shave experience more enjoyable. Harry's is all about a great shave at a fair price. They're going to give you 5 German-crafted blades, flex hinge, lubricating strip on there. It's 100% quality guarantee, full refund if you're not happy. Then to replace them, $2 a blade or less. It's about half the price of the leading 5-blade razor brand. And their shave sets start at just $15, not to mention that $5 off when you go to harrys.com/PMT. Get a razor handle, moisturizing shave gel, and 3 of Harry's 5-blade precision-engineered razors. They come in a set that's got storm gray razor handle, that's real slick, chrome razor stand, foaming shave gel, 3 replacement blades, and a travel cover. Plus, it's in a sleek, giftable box with the option to add custom engraving and a personalized card for free. Go to harrys.com/PMT right now to get that special offer for fans of the show. That's harrys.com/PMT to get $5 off and help support the show.
It is the debut of Mount Rushmore season, and we are doing it with the Mount Rushmore of recurring guests all joining us and giving us a personal Mount Rushmore. We have our lawyer, Mike Portnoy,
America's lawyer,
mm-hmm. The people's lawyer, Mr. Portnoy.
Boston Legal.
On the phone, Mr. Portnoy, how are we doing just as a start? You're Mount Rushmore
guy. I'm doing fine. I'm here, and like I said when we were talking a second ago, I prepared a little list here. I'm not sure if I really understand what this list is supposed to be, but the fact that I don't know what I'm talking about never stopped me before, so I'll do it again.
Well, you're familiar with Mount Rushmore, right?
Yeah.
So it's just the top four of anything. We change subjects every day, so we want to know what your top four minor inconveniences in life are.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I guess I can do that.
Yeah, so before...
Like I said a couple of minutes ago, they all have a theme except for one that's kind of embarrassing to me, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Okay.
And hope that the backlash from it isn't too obscene.
Okay, thank you for your service. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I am taking somewhat of a chance here on that one.
That's okay. That's what we do. Let's do this. Let's have PFT start with his so we can get in the flow and you can see how it goes, and then we'll have you go after and then Hank and myself.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, here we go. My Mount Rushmore of minor inconveniences. Number one, a soap dispenser that when you try to open it, when you try to pump it for the first time, it doesn't open the right way.
Mm.
And so you have to just keep unscrewing the top to it and like manually putting the liquid soap on your hands.
Mm-hmm.
That will ruin my week.
Yeah. And how often does that happen?
I mean, I change soap like once every year or so. But,
but
still, it's rough.
You remember it.
It's rough because it seems like it happens to me every single time. And then you know what it teaches me is just never buy soap again.
Yes. True. Ever happened to you, Mr. Portnoy?
No, related to that, though, I have a soap dispenser in back of my kitchen sink. And every time, and I do use it, you know, it's to clean the dishes off before you put them in the dishwasher, which you guys probably don't do.
Why do you wash?
Man card.
Yeah, if you wash twice, you don't wash once. That's what I always say.
Yeah, well, that's neither here nor there. But every time I put on the disposal, this soap dispenser falls into the sink.
Ooh.
And opens up. And, of course, I never learn a lesson from that.
Okay, well, my number two is when the soap dispenser falls into the sink, so I'll cross that one off the list. My new number two is airplane Wi-Fi.
Oh,
I hate it.
Yes.
You have to pay like $20. They've been charging you more money for it now.
Yep.
It used to be $4.99. You could get it everything you needed, and now it's like $20, and it never works. So you just sit there trying to refresh Twitter, and it doesn't work. So you just look. All it does is you're paying $20 to drain your cell phone battery.
You know what actually is maybe even worse than the Wi-Fi that doesn't work? It's the Wi-Fi that half works. So your Twitter works, but you can't load any pictures or videos.
Mm-hmm.
So you're just looking at empty gray boxes, and you're like, oh, that probably was funny, but I have no idea what it is.
What do you say to that, Mr. Portnoy?
I'm not confronted by that too much. I'll tell you, I just took a trip for the first time. We didn't fly on Spirit, and they had you know, the movies on the plane. What a difference! I mean, I obviously, you know, you go on Spirit and you ask it, do you have movies on the plane? They double over laughing and tell you to shut up. But I haven't really experienced those problems because when I get on a plane, I shut the damn thing off and I don't worry about it.
There you go.
You guys are much more involved in living than I am.
I'll give you this. Spirit and Allegiant Air, I would rather get attacked by a dog than fly on any one of those airlines.
Not worth going to see the world if it's by Spirit Airline.
Okay, my third one is changing cable providers and having to relearn all the channels. I just went through that. I just transitioned from Time Warner to Verizon, and my life's turned upside down.
It's the hardest thing you've ever done.
It actually makes me watch less TV. That's how bad it is.
I'd rather pick up all my stuff and move across country if I could keep my cable providers than move down the street if I had to change them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd rather break up with most of my girlfriends than change my channels.
Yes.
I got to tell you, that is a home run for me.
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell you the number of times, you know, they knock on the door. I have Comcast, which is okay. They knock on the door to sell me something. I might be able to save 150%. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to think about it.
Yes.
I don't want to. You're so right about that. You know, it's so confusing. What they do is all confusing. And I keep saying to people, and I really believe this, there are two businesses that you really should be in other than what you guys do. That is in the cell phone business and in the cable business. You know why? Because when you are in a business when the customers don't understand what, you know, what it's all about, what the bills are all about, but they need it, What better business could that be when the customers are totally ignorant about what you're selling them, but they buy it anyway?
Mm-hmm.
Story of my life.
Yeah. It's like the people who listen to this show and don't get it.
Right.
All right, my last one. This one is a real pain in the butt for me. When the store's out of Magnums.
Personal
Man,
problem
really
for you.
Really small inconvenience for me.
Yeah.
I hate it.
Yeah. You ever have that problem, Mr. Portnoy?
No comment.
No, my real number four is heartburn.
Ah.
I've reached a point in life where it doesn't matter what I eat, but I just get heartburn all the time. Somebody's like, why do you have heartburn? It's like, oh, it's because that salad I had earlier.
I've reached a point where I even just like get heartburn thinking about heartburn and buffalo wings and whiskey and all that stuff. Like, oof, that actually starts to hurt.
It really sucks because all my favorite foods in the world are directly related to causing heartburn.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to stop eating them.
Yeah. It's a dog eating chocolate.
Yeah, I'm just going to deal with it.
Yeah. Mr. Portner, do you get heartburn?
What do you think? I'm 70 years old. do you guys ever hear of the purple pill?
Ooh.
Viagra.
No. The purple pill is what you take for that. I have something else related. I'm sorry we're getting into this. Something related to that where I tend to, I don't get heartburn, but it's like I'm going to upchuck.
Ooh, okay? Yeah.
You get an endoscopy for that. They stick a tube down your throat just to check and make sure you're not about to die. Mm. But the end result is that you get, I forget the name. It's a purple pill. It's famous. I think a Nexium is another one. You take that in the morning, all right? You don't eat anything very long.
Oh, it's the pill with the commercial where the guy's sitting on the edge of the bed and is like, I can't believe I ate the whole thing. That one?
Maybe.
Sure.
I don't remember that.
Or no, is it the people in the bathtub?
I thought you were going to say
it's the two separate
people
tubs.
In the
yeah.
bathtub it's outside.
Cialis.
It's
yeah.
not that.
You take Cialis. That's what the purple pill is.
No.
It was actually funny because you mentioned the upchuck. Hank had his first bout of heartburn when we were in Vegas about 3 months ago, and it was like our little boy like becoming a man. PFT and I were just smiling ear to ear. We're like, hey, listen, man, like this is a big moment, and when you get to the point where you start throwing up a little bit in your mouth in the middle of the night in your sleep, that's when you know you're a man.
You're changing body.
Yes,
it's kind of beautiful.
You're confusing two things. That's called acid reflux.
Ooh.
What's the difference between acid reflux and upchuck?
Heartburn is when just what it says, you have a burning sensation in your heart. What I have is acid reflux.
I think those are the two same thing.
I don't know about that.
I think acid reflux
what's
is
the difference
the
between
layman's term for heartburn.
Acid reflux and then having a flashback to a time that you dropped acid. Because I have that too.
Again, no comment.
Okay. All right. Let's get to your Mount Rushmore of small inconveniences. You're on the clock.
Right.
Here we go.
All right. My first one is, and this happens to me 100% of the time, I get in the car, I put the cell phone in my pocket, I put the seatbelt on, I'll forget to take it out of my pocket and put it somewhere in the car where I can get to it, and inevitably the phone rings, I'm driving and I can't get to the phone because I have the seatbelt on, I'm driving, and I just can't get to it. So that it's and every time I forget to take the phone out of my pocket when I get in the car.
Yeah, okay, here's what I do, because I used to run into that problem too. You take the phone out as you're sitting down, and you put it right like you sit on it, basically. Mm-hmm. So that way, if you get a phone call while you're driving, it's easily accessible. Plus, it's a nice little treat, just like a little tickle.
Yeah, I can see that. I might try that.
Put it right on your balls.
I don't know what it does to the phone eventually.
Or your balls.
Well, it becomes very smelly, but it's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Another one that I have, which is in relation to that, pocket issues, is if I put my wallet, again, I'm showing my age, put my wallet in my pocket, my back pocket. If it's a relatively deep pocket, I can't get the wallet out of my pocket.
What? You're just fishing?
Huh?
You're just fishing for that wallet?
Well, I can feel it in there. I just can't get to it.
That's good, though, because pickpocketers can't get you.
Absolutely. I'm not worried about that.
Yes.
They would get their hands stuck in my ass.
You literally can't pick a pocket yourself.
Here's
right.
the thing, though.
I'm totally helpless with that.
Sounds like you might be in the market for a fanny pack. You've about reached the age where a fanny pack is acceptable.
Oh, let's not bring that up. I have a fanny pack. I have a problem with that, too. What? I wasn't even going to bring that
What's
up.
The problem?
The
Do you look too swaggy?
No. The problem is I've lost a little bit of weight, okay?
Okay.
When I put the fanny pack on, I start to walk around. 5 minutes later, the fanny pack's around my knee.
So you just need to adjust the strap on.
Or buy like a new $10 fanny pack.
I've got the strap on as tight as it can possibly be, and when I start to move, it still slides down on my knees. wasn't one of the things I was going to bring up, by the way.
We're going to just take that isolated drop of I've got the strap on so loose it's sliding down to my knees, and we're just going to replay that over and over for ourselves.
Okay.
I'll buy you a fanny pack.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to buy you a new one. A nice
part of my take fanny pack.
Yeah.
Ooh. Speaking of buying new things, the next thing is related to that, Big Cat.
Yeah.
When I'm done telling you this, maybe you'll come up with a solution that you could, one of your advertisers can send me something gratis if you get my drift.
Got it.
Right, again, I'm hesitating bringing this up.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to preface this by saying you're all going to be at the same age, hopefully, that I'm at right now, and you'll have a little more empathy for what I'm about to tell you. Okay?
Uh-oh.
When I have to go to the bathroom. Okay.
You poop your pants.
And I have much less time to get to the bathroom than I used to.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So I'm looking for Mr. Johnson when I go into the bathroom.
Mini Portnoy.
And I can't find him.
Now, are we still talking about your wallet?
No. And I've tried other brands of underwear, and it doesn't seem to help.
Got it.
And it becomes a real problem when you're kind of in an emergency situation.
Okay.
And Mr. Johnson doesn't pop up immediately for you.
Yes. I actually have this problem now. Like, I pee my pants all the time. A little sprinkle doesn't hurt.
You enjoy that? I mean, I find it kind of ruins
the
day. It's
kind of refreshing on a hot day.
You know, they have those little things that beep when you're trying to look for your keys and you can't find them. It turns out you put them in the refrigerator somehow.
Yeah.
What about just like a little collar that just goes around the base?
A little what?
Like a little collar.
Ring. Yeah. A little ring.
We'll get you a cock ring.
Yeah. I'm going to get you some MeUndies.
Yeah, send me some MeUndies and I'll critique them.
Okay.
You better make sure. I wear briefs. I don't wear boxers.
Okay.
Right? Well, these are like a combo. It's like a boxer brief situation.
All right, yes. Well, I'll be a very good spokesman if it works because I'm pretty unhappy with what I'm using now with that. All right. And Mr. Johnson will be thrilled.
Okay. We're going to get it done. We're going to get that thing. All right. I'm writing down a list. I got you for a new fanny pack and a pair of MeUndies.
And a cock ring.
I'm much more interested in the MeUndies and the fanny pack because I got a feeling no matter what I get, it's going to fall down on my knees.
Okay. Yeah. That's not true. I feel like we can get you. I mean, do your pants fall down to your knees now?
I have the belt so tight. And what happens is the fanny pack weighs on the belt, okay?
Mm.
And then it, like, overrides the belt.
So it sounds like your body's just shaped like an upside-down traffic cone now, so like you can't keep a belt on it.
This is a Benny Hill music constantly play, like, everywhere you walk.
My son, a few years ago, I'm really sorry we're going down this road. My son, a few years ago, said that I had the weirdest body he ever saw in his life.
That's saying a lot coming from him.
Yeah, he's got a pretty weird body himself, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, number four?
I think that was, the last thing, again, I'm showing my age. I'm extremely nearsighted. When I take off my glasses, I can't see really virtually anything. When I put my glasses down, let's say I took them off to clean to do something, I took my glasses off, and I can't find them because I don't have my glasses on.
Catch 22.
So that's where your wallet and your phone are.
Yeah. And Mr. Johnson, too, probably.
I think what this all goes back to is just you need to get LASIK surgery.
Yes.
I think all these other minor inconveniences will solve themselves.
Shows you how old I am. I'm too late for that. They don't recommend it for somebody my age.
Ooh. Okay.
Because I don't have that long to live, and it's a waste of money.
Let's not talk like this. All right, so we got LASIK, a new fanny pack, and MeUndies.
Right.
Perfect. That was a good
time next to the MeUndies. That's almost an emergency.
Yeah, that was the MeUndies. It is an emergency.
How's the singe mail going, Mr. Portnoy?
Ooh.
Oh. What do you think?
It's still happening? Is it still happening?
Huh?
How many times a week do you find burn mail?
I may call up the Trumpster because he says he can fix everything. I don't think he could fix this.
Let's start with the burn mail. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, I mean, that's a major inconvenience. That's not a minor life inconvenience.
Well, see, I had a problem, parenthetically, when I do Portnoy's complaint, to differentiate what we did today versus Portnoy's complaint. To me, they're kind of similar.
Right. Right. Well, that was, yeah.
That was us getting in on the action a little bit, too.
Right.
All we
right,
get so jealous that you're the only one that gets to complain.
Hank, you want to go, and then I'll finish it up?
Yep. All right. My number one is buying iPhone chargers from, like, a gas station, and then when you plug them in, they just and then don't work.
Yep.
Happens all the time.
It's damn Steve Jobs.
Yep.
He basically has made, he made a charger that cannot be duplicated.
Except, you know, I've talked about this before, but they have chargers that you can charge your iPhone once and it's just charged forever.
Yeah.
They just won't sell them to
us. Yeah, I agree. I agree. And also, you ever notice how your iPhone quits right before 2 years and then just stops working?
That's what my phone
interesting
charges all the way up and dies in like 10 minutes now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, that's a good one.
My number two is losing socks. Just never having a pair of socks that match.
All right, I'm going to give you a little life hack here. I did this a couple years ago. It changed my entire life. Actually, I'm due for another one. I called it a full sock overhaul. And I went, I threw out all my socks, and I went and I bought the exact same pair of socks. I bought like 60 of them. So that way you can never actually lose one. You just slowly like whittle down by losing one, but you still have pairs. Yeah.
And what I don't like is the newfangled way of selling socks where they have an L and an R on each one.
Yeah.
So there's only a left one and a right one. That I know what you're doing.
Put you in a corner.
It's the same thing that Steve Jobs does with his chargers. It makes you have to go out and buy more.
Yeah. What do you think about that, Mr. Portnoy? You ever had that problem?
There's two things I want to comment on.
Okay.
Anybody that goes into a gas station to buy any kind of electronic device is an idiot. That's
fair.
Number one.
Fair.
You hit a home run with me on the sock. I have a special problem, all right? And I'm in the middle of this now. Maybe you guys can come up with a solution. I have bought socks from all the major manufacturers. You know, when I wear a boat shoe, I'll wear a little like it's a pet almost, so your feet don't sweat. You can't see the sock, right?
The no-shows.
Yeah. And you guys ever have anything like that? I'm sure you
do.
Don't
yeah,
care
I,
about
I do.
I kind of stopped wearing the no-shows, though, because they slide down my foot.
That's exactly what I was going to talk about. Why can't this more as a complaint? I'm glad you mentioned that. I don't know what the answer to that is. I have yet to find. You wear that pet thing for 3 minutes, and it slid down into the middle of your foot.
Okay, I just came up with an invention to stop this. The guy version of the garter belt. So you get the garter up there, and then you hook the straps up to your socks.
Yeah.
So you have these nice little, like, discreet straps going down your legs.
Okay.
Connecting them so your socks don't fall down.
They probably sell that at the gas station, too.
I like this. And let's get a little bit more safety going on here. It's like almost like, you know, the window washers. They got to strap in at multiple points.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get the chain wallet strapped to the garter belt strapped, and the chain wallet then strapped to the fanny pack.
I like
you're
where you're going with that.
Everywhere. Maybe to a nipple ring.
The straps from the garter belt should just be a chain wallet.
Yes.
Like that's,
yeah.
So it's like masculine.
Yeah, just chain it all up, and then the nipple ring goes to maybe a retainer. So if your teeth fall out, everything falls apart.
You know, I have a suggestion.
And then one end of the chain is wrapped around your dick so you can find it when you need to pee.
Yes.
That's good. I have a suggestion.
Okay.
Big Cat.
Yeah.
When you contact the MeUndies people to get me my underwear.
Okay.
Get a hold of product development. I'm serious. Get a hold of product development. They're in the undergarment business. Explain this to them. Tell them they've got to come up with a product that won't slide down. We have two people out of four right now that have experienced the
pants.
Same thing.
Half this podcast.
This is you guys could get really wealthy.
I agree. What about, here's a little another idea that I just thought of. You know, like the old ventriloquist where they had the finger puppets?
Marionettes.
The marionettes. What if we just tie a string from your finger to your Mr. Johnson, and then you can just kind of like, it's like walking a dog. You just pull it up whenever you need to take it out.
Yeah, that's a wonderful idea.
It's like a yo-yo. You invented a yo-yo, except it's, you know, your Willy on the end of it.
All right, Hank, number three?
My number three is when you go up to a water fountain, you're really thirsty, and you click it, and it just comes out like it doesn't come out at all.
Yeah, god damn it. That's so annoying.
It actually does you a favor, though, because I don't trust water fountains. It could be anything coming out of there.
True. True.
Do you trust
Hank?
Yes.
You didn't deal with, what do you do if there's just a little bit of water? Do you put your mouth on the thing?
No. If there's like a little, if it comes out a little bit, you kind of have to give it an effort, but you can't touch your lips on it.
Yeah, you can't touch your lips. Can't do that.
I think if I saw you doing that and I was in back of you, I would just find another fountain.
Yeah. I would hope so.
I don't want to follow that. Yeah, who knows where that guy's mouth's
been? He probably buys shit from gas stations.
Right.
And then my number four is swiping versus inserting chips. There's no uniformity.
Okay.
We're going to get to a place where you just you wand your card in front of the machine and just beeps.
No, I'm fine with that. I just hate how it's like, I hate going into it without, like, I'm just going to swipe. And they're like, no, insert. And you're like, what the fuck? And then when you go to insert, they're like, oh, no, you have to swipe.
Is this a Visa or is it a debit? Well, it's a debit Visa, so see, I don't know what you want me to do here.
Elon Musk, if you're listening to this, and we know you are, quit trying to get to Mars, you fucking nerd. Just give us Retina credit cards.
And have strip clubs accept
thoughts.
Them. Yes.
I can tell you for sure, I'm batting 1,000% of go starting with the wrong thing.
Yep.
And always have mm-hmm. to be told, you know, it's a, don't do that, don't swipe it, use the other thing. Every single time, I don't even look. I just start to swipe it. Say, no, you idiot, go do the other thing.
You know what? I'm going to bring back shoplifting.
Yeah.
Just stealing
until
from
they figure
from gas stations.
Themselves out.
Yeah,
yeah.
I don't want to wait in line to pay for something.
Martial law.
Yep.
I think that's what that is.
Just pickpockets.
Yeah. All right. My four. I'm going to start actually similar to the swipe because this happens every day to me. Too little ice in your iced coffee. Nothing worse than that. You get that lukewarm coffee right away. Mm-hmm. You guys ever? No.
You're not
an iced coffee guy.
Well, I have an opposite reaction. I don't like a lot of ice in there because then it dilutes it.
Yeah, like a Goldilocks situation here.
You go into a place, this is really what the problem is with that. Iced coffee, they should make it and put it in a refrigerator.
Yes.
You don't take it, heat it up and then just throw ice cubes in it.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's a failure for sure, because either you're going to put too many ice cubes in it to cool it off, then it's going to lose its taste. Too few... And it's not iced coffee.
I agree. What you've just described is the difference between iced coffee and ice coffee. Mm-hmm. I like iced coffee. I don't like iced coffee.
I like both. All right, my next one. This happens every time.
That's a crazy answer, by the way.
Whenever I eat popcorn, getting that one little kernel thing in your tooth, stuck in your tooth, mm-hmm. and then it just basically ruins your day. My gums start bleeding. It's just a whole fucking thing.
Just take the tooth out at that
right,
point.
Yeah. Right, but I love popcorn. So I have no solution to that.
Hmm.
You ever have that happen, Mr. Portnoy?
I think the gum is bleeding. Not an insignificant problem, regardless of whatever you're eating.
Yeah, it's healthy to bleed out a little. You just got to bleed out.
If you eat popcorn all the time and it keeps getting stuck, mm-hmm. you're pretty much flossing.
Yeah.
You don't have to do that anymore.
My next one, I have Uber drivers or barbers that try to talk too much. Nothing mm-hmm. worse than that. When they want to just like have a real full-on conversation and all mm-hmm. you're trying to do is just sit there and get through whatever you're getting through.
Yeah. Let's get the stigma over with. You should be able to go to a barber with earphones in and never take them out, just like you do in an Uber.
You should be able to have an option on your Uber pool if you do not, or Uber X or whatever you get, do not speak to me.
Oh, those two words are probably on the Mount Rushmore of words that are awesome to hear Mr. Portnoy say. Can you say Uber and barber?
I knew that was coming.
Uber and barber, back to back.
I knew that was coming. Uber.
Uber. No. Oh, no. You said that. Come on. Say it for real.
Uber.
All right.
I will say that about the talking and the haircut and everything. I don't have that problem anymore.
Why? Right. Oh, you don't have hair. That's right.
I don't have hair.
Shit.
Say barber now.
Uber.
Say barber.
Baba.
Stop with the baby talk. all right, and then my final one, I think everyone has this problem. There is about the when your phone is about to die and then boom, it's dead, the amount of time it takes once you plug it in for the phone to come back on is no less than 100 years. You know that, like, oh, shit, I'm out of all my juice. And then mm-hmm. it's like, it's seriously like 7 or 8 minutes that it takes to get back on.
Right, because you can use your phone at 1% battery.
Right.
So you should be able to turn it on.
Yeah, it should
as
be
soon
able
as it plugs in.
Plug in, boom, it's 1%. So that one kills me.
Can someone explain to me, you keep talking about these things, brings up a lot of additional things. I am so confused because I used to plug the phone in overnight to get it to 100%.
Uh-huh.
Then I was told you should never do that.
Ooh, no, that's old school.
Don't plug it in overnight to get it to 100%.
Well, yeah.
Because then you'll ruin the battery.
That's old lithium batteries.
We need to back up a couple steps. What kind of phone do you use?
I have an iPhone 7.
Yeah.
Okay. Or 7. So,
yeah, you're up to date.
Never, I'm sorry, an iPhone 6.
Just never unplug it.
Yeah, no, you're okay. That's the old school flip phones when they had, I think it was the lithium batteries.
I still
right?
kept them plugged in all the time.
Yeah, it would ruin your battery. That, another just bonus inconvenience when you're remote control, when the batteries are really low and you're just too lazy to change them, so you have to take them out every time and rub them
and put them back
That's
in.
That's what I do.
Yeah. It's the worst. Mm-hmm.
Then what you do is you have one remote that you use less often than the other one, so you just trade them out.
Yeah. You just keep trading until nothing in your house has batteries.
Yep.
I want to be clear. I'll go back to the phone thing. Are you telling me that it's all right for me to plug my phone in overnight?
Yes. You're good.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, I learned something with this. The rest of it was a waste of time.
Yeah,
but I
come
did
on.
Learn something.
We're going to invent new underwear for you and new socks. So I think we're coming out of this
positive.
If you come
up with those socks, I'm telling you, that's a winner.
Okay, we're on it. Mr. Portnoy, thank you as always. We're going to have you back on in a couple weeks for Portnoy's complaint, because this was not Portnoy's complaints. This was just Mount Rushmore of minor inconveniences. And I'm going to take this offline, because I'm gonna get your address. I'm going to start sending you some MeUndies.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
No problem.
Before we jump into segments, let's talk about sports betting and making some money using BetDSI. The NBA and NHL playoffs just wrapped up, but guess what? We've got games every day in Major League Baseball, and the best place to bet on them is on BetDSI. They've got over 20 years in business. They're top-rated on most sports book review sites. They've got a great mobile product. It's easy to use from anywhere. They have live in-game wagering, so you can make plays throughout entire games and events, and great customer service available 24/7, 365. BetDSI has built their reputation on fast payment of winnings, and they're going to give you a free $25 bonus just to try, just for registering, and a 200% bonus on your first deposit with promo code TAKE200. That's BetDSI, promo code TAKE200.
All right, let's get to some segments. First up, we have our old friend, Rick Pitino.
Mm-hmm.
He the sanctions just came down. Rick Pitino, what did he get? He got suspended for five ACC games.
Mm-hmm.
Big time.
I have no idea what schools are in the ACC anymore.
You still know the ACC.
Maybe.
You do. You know the ACC. But five games, and he also, it looks like they might have to take down the banner for the 2013 championship team. We don't know yet. And remember, do you remember? Rick Pitino got that creepy, creepy tattoo on the back of his shoulder.
That's right.
So are they going to also remove that tattoo?
They should.
I've got
a couple ideas for new banners they can put up, though.
Ooh.
But I don't know. Do we want to go there?
We could. You want to do it?
Let's do it.
15 seconds of Rick Pitino. So we're going to do... You ready to start the clock, Hank?
15 seconds of jokes about Pitino. Let's go.
Okay, you go first.
Ready, set, go.
So did you hear the one about Rick Pitino in the white suit?
Ooh, no. Tell me.
Okay, so he walks into a bar, and he knocks on the door, and the bartender says, hey, what can I do to help you out? And Rick says, well, it's funny, and he reaches
into
his pocket.
Right, that was over really quick. I'm sorry, that was quick. Sorry about that, guys.
Sorry, was that good for you, Big Guy?
It was okay.
That never happens. Did you get to finish, Hank? I finished.
Oh, okay. Well, let me do, here, you know what? Let's go 15 seconds more. Ready?
Yep.
All right, here, 15 seconds of more Rick Pitino.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Go.
Hey, PFT, did you hear about the one with Rick Pitino when he tried to have sexual intercourse with that woman?
Oh, in the Olive Garden.
Yes.
Yeah.
So Rick, he's like, all right, this is my, you know, fancy restaurant here. I got a nice bottle
ding, ding,
of
ding, 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 ding.
Oh, shit. I finished. Did you guys finish?
I didn't get to finish that one.
Oh, shit. All right. Well, that was 15 seconds of Rick Pitino. Louisville, this is actually a good time to mention, we're actually going on Kentucky Sports Radio on Tuesday, June 27th. I think that's the date.
I think we'll probably play 15 seconds of Rick
a couple times
on that show.
Yeah, so that's going to be fun. Our good friend Matt Jones is on vacation and gracious enough to let us fill in again. We did it last year. It's going to be a good time again.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Next up, we have a little Trouble in Paradise. This is for Draymond Green and LeBron James. This is like, I don't know where to start. I guess we'll start with this. LeBron basically said, oh, the Warriors are having a championship parade today, and everyone's talking about how great they are. Let me shave my head and do an Instagram story about it. Actually, do we have our correspondent here? Yeah, you know what?
Let's kick it to LeBron.
Let's kick it to LeBron.
LeBron, are you there?
Boom, 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 boom. Help. Hit the rolling stone with the rolling yarn. Jack portfolio.
Okay, it sounded like he shaved his head.
I think he's drunk.
I think he shaved. No, he is. Yeah, he's drunk on the striving for greatness.
I would like to see the sound that LeBron James was making mixed up, doing a mashup with the Britney Spears with her video when she shaved her head.
Yes.
Isn't that a sign of a mental breakdown, by the way?
Yeah, well,
if someone just cuts all their hair off?
Yeah, it's guilty of something. You're mm-hmm. trying to change your appearance. Either way.
Is he trying to go as a fugitive somewhere? Trying to slink off to L.A.?
Classic LeBron, Zero Dark 30, 23 ends. It's 2 days, 3 days after the NBA Finals. It's the Warriors parade day, and he is back on the grind, striving for the greatness, in the gym, shaving his head.
Mm.
It's too late, by the way. We knew you were bald.
You knew who else shaves their heads?
Mm.
Nazis.
Oh,
just
okay.
Throwing that out there.
So the trouble in paradise comes from Draymond Green at the parade. Draymond Green is, I'm a big fan of his. All-time classic heel. He had a shirt that said Quickie in the Quicken Loans font. This isn't a Rick Pitino joke.
Hmm.
He had a shirt that said Quickie, which means they finished off the Cavs very quickly. And then LeBron went back to Instagram after he shaved his head and made the story about him and had a picture of Draymond and said, "That's what she says." That's what she said, huh?
Yeah. And then I saw a couple stories on the internet that basically said LeBron James clapped back with an epic response.
Yeah, a Michael Scott joke from 2004.
Good job.
Good job, LeBron.
That's what she said.
Yeah. I need this feud, though, to keep going up and up and up because I think Draymond clearly gets under LeBron's skin. And LeBron is a classic guy who he will try to talk shit, and then when someone goes back at him, he'll just drop the father of three card.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I can see Draymond getting way, way, way too mean in the next clapback.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, Draymond might post pictures of his kids and be like, your kids are ugly. Like, Draymond is a guy that takes it way too far too fast.
Yes. So I'm excited for it. We need this. The Warriors and Cavs just continue the rival. Because it was a quickie and because we were left...
A gentleman's sweep,
yeah,
please.
We were left unsatisfied. Again, not a Rick Pitino joke. We would like this rivalry to just go all summer.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe like an Instagram. Remember, hey, little throwback for you. People forget. When the NBA just did emoji tweets for an entire day.
Oh, yeah, that was great. Yeah. You remember when they fired that person from the Mavericks?
Oh, yeah, who tried to kill the horse?
No, from the Rockets,
yes,
right? The Rockets
yes.
guy killed the horse with emojis.
It's all fun and game and emojis till you kill a cartoon horse and the internet gets really upset or something.
Mm-hmm. It's weird because cartoons got really, really violent. Nobody cares about them.
Mm-hmm.
But emoji violence, that's actually the next step up.
Right. We don't go there. Problematic. Mm-hmm. Next up, we have a Respect the Biz. This one goes out to Odell Beckham, who skipped OTAs, voluntary OTAs. He's now back with the Giants because they have involuntary OTAs. Is that right?
Involuntary optional team activities.
Yeah, and he has new cleats, and the cleats are just all of the media. It's New York Post, TMZ, ESPN, and it just has
part of my takes on there.
X is over and just says, shh.
Mm, okay. That's the ultimate I'm not mad, this is actually funny to me move.
Right.
Is saying, I don't care. This is how little I care about you guys. I'm going to send away to my shoe guy, have him mock up a pair of like $200 custom cleats just to show you how little I care about you.
Yeah, a cleats that I can't even wear in a game.
Mm-hmm.
It's just cleats to have cleats. That's my favorite part.
Goodell, he would find the shit out of Odell Beckham for those cleats. Newspapers should be able to find players for their cleats in practices.
I agree. And
respect a bit. There's a thing called the First Amendment.
I'm kind of on Odell's side here because those newspapers and all those media outlets have unfairly criticized him. He's just a guy who goes about his business, doesn't make things about him, doesn't propose to Nets on the sideline,
keeps his cool,
trying to fight people, go on boat parties. He goes in, does his job,
workmanlike, punch in, punch out.
Yeah, right. So I'm on his side. Lay off media.
Exactly. Yeah, back it up. One of my favorite things about NFL offseason storylines is you get a lot of maybe he should be less focused on this and more focused on that.
Yeah.
So it's like maybe he should be less focused on his press coverage off the field and more focused on beating press coverage on the field.
The big thing that reminded me with this Odell story is that Brandon Marshall's on the Giants. That is, I'm more excited for Odell and Brandon Marshall to have a sideline fight than I am for Mayweather-McGregor.
No, I think that Brandon Marshall, because he's big under my wing guy, he's going to take Odell under his wing. That's going to be a storyline this summer. Take him under his wing, show him how to keep his cool.
I can see it now, sitting down on like an E60. They're talking to Jeremy Schapp, mm-hmm. how they both have matured, even Piano though Brandon music. Marshall's like 36 now.
Yep.
They both matured and learned how to be, you know, consummate professionals.
Ooh, maybe Odell should be more focused on his yards than his feet.
Mm, good point.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? I also just thought of Odell Beckham and Brandon Marshall. Let's get it going. Only one ball.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Both those guys, they're both, if you hear them talk, they're both always open.
Yes, they're always open.
Imagine Eli Manning navigating those waters.
This is going to be
fantastic.
That's
why you bring in a big leader like Eli to inspire both of them.
Must watch.
Did you guys see McAdoo's haircut, by the way?
It's great.
Yes.
It's electric.
He looks slick.
I'd fuck him.
Yeah.
Fade season.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's ass-eating season.
Still might be a football guy now. Is it ass-eating season?
I think it always is.
Every season's ass-eating season.
It's true. Never goes out of season. Well, maybe like the dog days of summer.
Yeah.
Like maybe like a four-month break.
August is not for asses.
Asses are like Europe. They just take August off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Steer clear.
We have a Sabermetrics. This goes for LeVar Ball, who now has, for the guy who has everything, he now has cards that are going, autographed trading cards, that are going for $59.95 a piece.
Did you say trading cards?
Trading cards.
Like Tops?
Yeah.
Donruss?
Yes. So why? The thing that was hot 30 years ago.
Well, he's a businessman.
Mm-hmm.
So this seems like another lucrative venture for him. So, good job. Well, hey, why don't you sell dinosaur leashes?
I would like to interview the person who buys this card.
I actually
you have to be a real jackass.
I actually want to buy one now
you
that
don't.
We're talking about
you
it.
You don't. You do, but you don't.
I want to make them.
Ooh.
Ooh, counterfeit LeVar Ball trading cards.
Yes.
Now, are they cards of LeVar Ball?
They're cards of LeVar Ball that he's signed. There's 200. There's going to be 200 total.
That's a smart move. Limited release.
Mm-hmm. This is, in no way is LeVar Ball's strategy to sell limited releases because he can't actually sell more than 200 shoes or trading cards. He's just a little supply and demand, just trying to keep that demand up high.
I think LeVar Ball is on a mission to sell the shittiest products for the highest prices possible.
And the least amount of them.
Yes. Yeah. The least desirable products. It's actually a smart move of him, though, to limit the number that he could sell this time.
Three big baller brand basketballs all retailing for $5,000 each. Get them now. If you can't afford it, you're not a big baller.
Not a big baller. Yeah, he's negging us again.
Yeah. God damn it.
You don't collect trading cards? Yeah. Well, I guess you're not a baller.
Oh, man. All right. It is that time of the week to end our show. We have Jimbo's. I wanted to just start Jimbo's before we get to the award-winning listeners. Our Jimbo is listening to our 18-year-old intern Billy Football. He's also our dietitian and nutritionist and trainer. I think he's doing an okay job, but there's been more than a few times where I've asked him if I can eat something and he says yes, and then 5 minutes later he says, wait, no, I just looked it up.
Billy's really big on sprinting back into rooms out of breath, being like, no, don't eat that, don't eat it, sorry, you can't eat that. So he's very confident, which I like.
Yes.
But you have to take that when somebody's usually so confident and then they come in really, really unconfident.
Yeah.
That really breaks your spirit right there. Yeah. It makes me think twice about him. Before we get to Jimbo's, I want to say our boy Jim Tomsula, mm-hmm. was in the news this week with Big Jimbo. He shaved his mustache off and he lost about 30 pounds.
Eesh.
Because his wife was like, hey, you look old. And so Jim, he's just shave that sucker right off.
Guy.
Not a football guy.
Not
well, you tell me.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. He should. Yeah, you tell me.
Mm-hmm.
Is he? We never even told that story.
I got pulled over, and the officer said my registration expired over a year ago. I very smartly told him it's 2016. Found out he wasn't an AWL or a fan of the joke. He decided to add on a speeding ticket along with my original ticket for driving an unregistered car.
Listen.
That guy's the first person in the history of the world to get a ticket for an unregistered car.
Yes.
I've been pulled over with the same, like, 2-year expired sticker. Probably, like, 3 times. I'm like, oh, I'm going to go next week.
I was on my way.
I took a day off.
Yeah.
One time I got pulled over across the street. I used to live across the street from the place that you go to. And he's like, why the hell haven't you gone there? I'm like, I'm going there next week. I promise.
I like this strategy, and I think we need to all band together and keep with it. We actually have created a time machine. If we keep telling everyone it's 2016, eventually the world's just going to have to come towards us and be like, hey, maybe these guys are right.
We're gaslighting Father Time right now.
Maybe it is 2016. Uh-huh. I wish 2016 would just end already.
For real. I tried to do a cartwheel competition against a girl to impress her. I cartwheeled into a fence and had to get stitches on my leg. Double Jimbo, because why would I ever think cartwheels would impress a girl?
Because they're fucking badass.
Yeah.
I'm more of a round-off guy than a cartwheel guy.
If you can do
the more athletic.
Like the cheerleader thing where they do the backflip, like the cartwheel into the backflip, that's impressive.
Yeah, but see, if a guy does that, I'm like, why don't you just play a real sport?
True.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. Maybe go just, instead of doing cartwheels and hurting yourself, just walk around with a basketball and just shoot hoops anytime you see a hot chica.
I work in a chemistry research lab. I was in the middle of an experiment and had some bad gas. Decided to let it rip and play it off as some chemicals if my coworkers noticed and
perfect,
said anything.
Yeah. Genius.
My lab manager caught a whiff of it and immediately suspected a gas/chemical leak, and he put the lab on emergency lockdown. Everyone evacuated, and my experiment that I had been working on all day was ruined just because I was too embarrassed and ashamed to admit it was my fart.
But wait, no one knows you farted, right? Nope. So how's this a Jimbo?
This is actually just a funny story. I guess the only part is like his experiment that he worked on all day.
Who cares?
By the way, I'm not really believing that this guy's a scientist because I was working on an experiment today.
Yeah, I'm a scientist.
I said the same thing. Look at his picture. Look at his Twitter picture.
Magnets, how do they work?
I was doing a science today.
Oh, he's a scientist?
Well, his avatar is an atom.
Okay,
so
he's a scientist.
Checks out. Yep, they don't give those to just anybody.
I think we've all been there, right? Just that gas that you're like, okay, this actually... My oven might be leaking.
Mm-hmm. It's always been my dream to fart and then have the sprinklers go off. I think that'd be great.
It's like a Leslie Nielsen movie?
Yeah.
I was late for work. I drove as fast as possible and ended up only 10 minutes late. After 9 hours, I finished up at the office, went outside, realized I left my car running all day in 95-degree heat.
Oh, I've done this.
You had a nice, cool car to get into then.
Yeah.
The AC purring.
I did this once when I bought my new car like probably 4 or 5 years ago, and it's the the push start. I left my keys in the car and my car running for an entire Blackhawks game. I came back and I was like, oh, whoops.
Good thing nobody stole it. Yeah. Yeah, it sounds like you work around some honest people. You work around a bunch of nerds, honestly.
Yeah.
I got a job as a caddy a month ago. This past weekend, I got so drunk during the round that I got fired halfway through the round. Woke up the next day. Didn't remember that I got fired, went back and got fired again. This time it was in front of all the members and all the other caddies.
Oh, two negatives equal positive. I think you're rehired. Go back one more time.
Mm-hmm. They can't fire you. It sounds like you have an alcohol problem, and they can't fire you for that.
True.
Yeah, so go back and say.
But he got fired. The second time he got fired, he was sober.
Is this Steve Sarkisian?
Next.
I lived 28 years old and just had a real checkup with the doctor for the first time in about 10 years. The doctor told me that my liver is damaged from drinking too much. So that's a Jimbo for going to the doctor.
Well, okay. Yeah, you're exactly right. I had an experience like that when I was at the doctor. I went to get my surgery, and as I'm getting on...
Did you get bit by a dog too?
Yeah, well, something like that. I was getting onto the operating table. They'd already hooked me up to the IV, so I had the loopy drugs in my system.
Mm-hmm.
As I'm getting on there, the anesthesiologist comes over, and she goes, do you take supplements? And I was like, nope, definitely not. And she was like, your liver markers are very high. I was like, should I be concerned? And she was like, yeah, you should probably stop drinking for a while. So I took a few weeks off.
Yeah, so you're better now.
Fit as a fiddle.
Still underrated that we basically made PFT go straight from surgery into filming a Larry's Picks last fall.
Mm-hmm. That was hilarious.
That's one of those ones where like we don't realize that we're living in the real world because we're just like, yeah, let's just go get them from the hospital. We'll drive
them. Secretly film them in the hospital. Drugged up.
Yeah, and then we'll put them on Larry's Picks. Still drugged up.
I had a great time.
We know. We all did.
Larry,
R.I.P.
Stingray, see you, save you. Last one. I choked on the first bite of a 7-Eleven spicy bite and had to run frantically to my fiance in the other room. She successfully gave me the Heimlich, but our dog immediately ate it off the floor and then got diarrhea.
Oh.
Fiance told all our friends and family and has been playing the I saved your life card mercilessly.
Mm-hmm. I'd rather die. You can't have someone just walking around being like, I saved your life.
You have to save her life now. That's the only way you get out of this.
Yeah. Ooh,
so here's what you do.
Yeah.
I got a little piece of advice for you. Make her a nice dinner. Cook her. I don't know if she likes chicken or if she likes, you know, a nice steak or whatever. Cook her up something nice and serve her a glass of wine and put some poison in the wine, and then before she takes a drink, smack it out of her hand. Yeah.
Be like, poison.
It was poison. Saved your life.
Here's an easier way. Hank, correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't A-Rod like push someone into the street and then save them in Boston one year?
Yep.
So you could just pull the A-Rod. He's like, I saved a life. So just maybe at the subway tracks, just like kind of give her a little jolt and then grab her back.
Mm-hmm. Someone was jaywalking. He just grabbed them out of the street.
That's A-Rod Corp. That's the company I work for, folks. Did you see that?
What happened the other day?
What do you mean?
With A-Rod Corp?
A-Rod Corp harassed Warren Buffett so much that Warren Buffett's now like an advisor on A-Rod Corp. That's the hustle that we show here at A-Rod
Corp. How did he harass Warren Buffett?
I think he probably just like walked over to his house and just signed baseballs in front of his face and maybe cleaned up his junk email for him and was like, Warren, I'm not leaving until this email situation is fixed. And then Warren's like, fuck it, fine, A-Rod, I'll help you with your baseball signing email cleaning business.
Consultancy.
Yeah, consultants. We're all consultants. All right, that's our show. Like we said, we'll see you on Monday, and we have the second part of our Mount Rushmore of recurring guests. Two great, great guests. And also, be on the lookout. We have our intern who has us on this diet. We have him, Billy Football, and he's been working with our other intern, Liam. Shout out, Liam. They have been working on some intern diaries. So that will
diaries.
Viries, which sounds...
It sounds, yeah, we maybe
sounds like an
a
STD.
Different word
yeah,
for
like,
that.
I forgot to put on a condom. I got
vlog.
I don't like vlog. I like viries.
Okay, so anyway, we're going to have some behind-the-scenes...
Vocumentary.
What it's like being an intern slash trainer slash dietitian for Pardon My Take. That will be sometime next week, and we will see you on Monday.
Love you guys.
There's a whole lot of good things happening on the Podcast One Forbes network. Forbes U30 is a show about young innovators, disruptors, and entrepreneurs like the minimalists Joshua and Ryan, electropop artists like Lights, CBS Search Party star Charles Rogers, the women of YouTube's Clever TV,
plus many more.
And the Forbes interview is a deep dive into the minds of the folks who could be on the cover of the magazine, like Tinder founder Sean Rad, hero pilot Captain Sully Sullenberg, Moneyball author Michael Lewis, pop star Jason Derulo,
and the list goes on and on.
Subscribe or listen to Forbes U30 and the Forbes interview now on the Podcast One app, Apple Podcasts, or PodcastOne.com.
Oh, I'm going to call it Uba. 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 I'm gonna call it Uber.